Exactly.
Okay, so what do we do?
So the other thing is horrifying. It is that you could actually spray sulfuric acid in the stratosphere 20 kilometers over our head and use that to stop the planet warming up in a tech fix.
You can spray something into the atmosphere to change...
Spray pollution into the atmosphere to stop it warming.
So in the end, pollution saved them all. We owe pollution. We owe acid rain an apology, is what you're saying.
It would be a totally imperfect technical fix.
Okay.
It would have risks. It wouldn't get us out of the long-run need to stop polluting, but it might actually save people and be useful.
Okay, so I interrupt you slightly there. How does it work? How many planes are we talking about here? How do you do this?
So let's say you wanted to stop it warming in 2020.
Yeah,
you'd
yeah.
start with a fleet of just two or three kind of modified business jets.
What kind
of,
like a G6?
Yeah, like a G650.
Like a G6.
That's
like
it.
Like a G6,
and
yes.
You'd put, say, 20,000 tons of sulfuric acid
uh-huh.
into the stratosphere every year,
uh-huh.
and each year you have to put a little more,
mm-hmm.
and this doesn't, in the long run, mean that you can forget about cutting emissions. We will need to rein in emissions.
No, we'll get to it eventually, yeah.
But it does.
But in the meantime, we're shrouding the earth in sulfuric acid.
So people are terrified about talking about this because
uh-huh.
they're scared that it will prevent us cutting emissions.
Right, and also that it's sulfuric acid.
It
I think
is.
You're bearing the lead. Is there any possible way this could come back to bite us in the ass? Blanketing the earth in sulfuric acid, because I'm all for it. This is the all-chocolate dinner. I still get to have my CO2, and I just need to spray sulfuric acid.
Right.
All over the earth.
Right question, but we put 50 million tons of sulfuric acid in the air now as pollution, and it
okay.
kills a million people a year worldwide.
Okay, and that's
and so
good or bad?
It's terrible.
But it'll be better if we put more in.
We're talking about 1% of that, a tiny fraction of that. So we should reduce that sulfuric acid.
So if it
pollution,
kills a million people and we're only doing 1% more, we're just killing 10,000 more people.
You can do math.
Okay.
But that's... So killing people is not the objective here.
Killing people, not the objective.
Objective
I just wanted to be clear. I just wanted to be clear.
Actually slowing climate change, actually stopping climate change in a way that could help people this generation, people living now, in a way there's no other easy alternative.
Can you just do it for part of the planet?
Pretty much the whole planet.
No, but could you? Could you just, like, say, just make things better for the United States?
Very hard to do. It seems that this is mostly global. But the big fear is that one country will want it one way and one the other, like two frat boys arguing over the thermostat. And in many ways, the biggest fear here, well, we have no idea how to actually agree about how to control the planet's thermostat.
So let's say the United States and China say, yeah, let's do it. But Russia and India say, do it.
This is the kind of stuff I wake up sweating about. Exactly.
Well, it's your goddamn idea.
No, it actually turns out to be an old idea. This
really?
Was known since President Johnson. And the scientific community mostly decided not to talk about it for fear that people would then lose the threat of cutting emissions.
Now, what happens to the sulfuric acid after it's sprayed? Does it just stay up there?
No, it rains down.
Okay.
But as I said... It rains down.
Okay.
It's a tiny addition to what we're already doing.
Have you gotten some grief for suggesting this?
Sure. I mean, this is like writing a book that's the case for leprosy. But
do you have one of those? Is that next? Yeah, it's a great weight loss plan.
But also, many people are happy that people are finally talking about this because while it is ugly, it does appear that it really could do some good.
Could an